In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Once again, we have made it through the way of the cross. With faith, we have placed before our eyes once again the passion of our Lord Jesus. His sufferings, his anguish that our Redeemer chose to bear, indeed are our Good Friday meditation. What has he done for us? He came to save the world, but his own people denied him and handed him over before Pilate. He came to show us the path of goodness, and they preferred a thief convicted of murder, a false son of the Father, in the place of the true Son of God, the Father of all. He gave example in everything that he did, and they preferred that thief. He was born to forgive, and without cause, they condemned him upon the cross. He came along the path of peace, and they decided that they would declare war upon him. He was true light from light itself, and they came to hand him over unto the powers of darkness. He came bringing forth love, and they repay him with hatred. He came to be a king, and they crown him with thorns. He became a slave to free us from sin, and they nail him to the wood of the cross. Taking on flesh, he gave us his life, and we reward him with death. Jesus did all of this for me. For me. And what's my reaction to it? When we read in the Gospel of Mark, in chapter 15, it speaks of the crucifixion of our Lord. Verse 39 tells us that the centurion who stood facing Jesus saw that he had thus breathed his last and said, "Truly, this man was the Son of God." It was this Roman soldier who recognized what so few could see at that time, and so few are able to see this day. When the dark night fell that day, on that Friday, which was so unlike any other Friday, when the sacrifice of the cross was already completed, finished, sent the Lord. When the bystanders were headed home to get quickly to their usual Passover meal, these words, spoken from the lips of a nameless Roman commander, resound in the midst of the silence and are remembered throughout the centuries. This Roman soldier had witnessed countless executions, but he was able to recognize in this crucified one something different, that this truly was the Son of God, for he died unlike any other man. Do I recognize Jesus as God? Does his death, a death which is for me, change anything about my day, specifically today? Or will I go forth from this liturgy of the pre-sanctified and seek out all sorts of forms of entertainment? Will I go off and play sports and games? Will I feast or give myself to endless snacking, just like any other Friday? The day of Good Friday is a day which is permeated, a day which is completely and totally filled with human sadness, but also a religious silence. Returning home, you and I, just like those who were at the foot of the cross, will go forth and beat our breasts, recalling what happened for us this day. Is it possible for us to remain indifferent before the death of our God? For us, and for our salvation, he became man and died upon the wood of the cross. Brethren, our gaze is often focused upon things which are of passing interest, things which interest the world, worldly distractions. Let us gaze today and fix our gaze firmly upon the wood of the cross toward Christ. Let us ponder that old rugged cross that lays before us, that the cross which is the source of forgiveness and eternal life. It is a permanent proof of God's infinite love for us, that God became vulnerable. He became weak like you and I in every single way except sin. He became vulnerable even to the point of dying upon the cross, crucified. His nailed arms are open wide to each of us, and they invite you and I to step near him, to embrace him. The Gospel of John, which we just had proclaimed for us in the church, says in another place, when I am lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto myself. These are the words of the Savior. Let Jesus hold your gaze today. Let the cross occupy your mind all of today, through its very end. This afternoon, just like the centurion, we pause to gaze upon the lifeless face of Jesus Christ. This Jesus is a man who changed the world, not as so many other men who have gone before and who have proceeded after him. He didn't change the world by killing others, but rather he changed the world by letting himself be killed as he hung upon a Roman cross. Jesus, who is like you and I in every way except for sin, while he was being killed, he forgave his executioners in the moment of their destruction of his mortal flesh. I wonder, how could any man possibly do this, when for far little than that do we hold a grudge for the entirety of our lives and refuse to lay it down? But this kind of love is the kind of love which transforms the world, because it's a love which drives you and I beyond that which is naturally possible into the thing which is only possible with the supernatural grace which is won for us from the cross. The passion of Jesus cannot fail to break even the hardest of hearts if they but look to the crucified one. It is the climax of God's gift given to each and every one of us. What does it say in John 3:16? It says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in him might not perish, but rather have life eternal." It's for the love of us that our Lord Jesus died upon the cross. What would we be like without Jesus Christ crucified? St. Augustine tells us this. He said, "You would still be in the state of wretchedness had he not shown you mercy. You would not have returned to life had he not shared your death. You would have passed away had he not come to be your aid. You would be lost if he had not come." So why not welcome him into your lives? He did all this for you. Let us ask ourselves what we have done with this gift. What have I done with the revelation of the face of Christ in my life? How has witnessing God's love that conquers all things really affected our lives? Many this day in our city here in Santa Rosa do not know God, and they refuse to find him as the crucified Christ. Many are in search of love or of a liberty that excludes God from the picture. Many believe that we just don't need God to be able to go forward, and that's the reason why so many are not here. Why so many leave early to play games. Why so many pretend that this Good Friday is just another Friday, so it must not really be that good. Beloved in Christ, after having lived together in Jesus' passion, let us this evening allow his sacrifice upon the cross to be a question for us, to interrogate who we are, to let us allow Jesus to put our human certainties into a crisis, to open our hearts wide to him as we spoke about last night. Jesus is the only truth that makes us free to truly love. Let's not be afraid. Upon dying, the Lord saved sinners. That is, he saved all of us. Which is why St. Peter could exclaim in his universal letter, chapter 2, verse 24, he says that Jesus himself bore our sins in his body upon the cross, that we might die to sin and live unto the fullness of righteousness. For by his wounds, we have been healed. This is the truth of Good Friday. That on the cross, Jesus raised us to the dignity that belongs to us. That on the cross, Jesus made us sons and daughters of God in a way that never could have been won for us otherwise. For it was on the cross that Jesus has given us an eternal future to be with him, if we just embrace him and kiss his cross. Let us remain then in adoration of the cross, not just in the moment that we'll have here in this liturgy of the pre-sanctified, but all throughout the day. For Christ, our crucified King, he gave us true knowledge of him. So we pray to him, "Lord Jesus, give us joy for which we yearn. Grant us for that love that we really and truly feel our hearts, which are thirsty for that which is infinite, that which is you, that which is your love." Let this be our prayer here on this Good Friday. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross, you have redeemed the world. For because by your holy cross, you've redeemed me. Because you did all this just for me. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.